Welcome back to The Trail of Globalization, a series of episodes on globalization and the Quechua.
We will talk about how Quechua people are keeping the traditions alive in a globalized world. As we mentioned previously, the Quechua is not one, but many indigenous communities who belong to a large and diverse linguistic family. Prior to colonization, the Inca had expanded from Peru to other territories in South America, introducing traditions, language, and values. We have invited Victor Sauca from the Saraguro community in southern Ecuador. The Saraguro are among the many Quechua communities from the Andes. They speak Quichua, also known as Northern Quechua, with reference to Peru, which was the center of the Inca Empire. Victor lived 4 years in Vancouver, where he got a BA in First Nations and Indigenous Studies at UBC, the Stolen Lands of the Musqueam People. He then returned to his hometown and continues learning about his and other communities worldwide. Hi, Victor. Thank you for joining us today to share your knowledge and your experience. So I wanted to start by asking, what does it mean for you to be part of the Saraguro community, but also of this Quechua linguistic family?
In the diversity that characterizes our community, I find people with whom I identify with more than with the whole community. This is because I am more interested in certain aspects of my roots or history, the memories that we still have, while others focus more on external things such as the clothing and folkloric activities. Also, I find myself being part of a bigger community that includes indigenous or Quechua people and non-indigenous or non-Quechua people who are nonetheless feeling attracted to our traditions, have to share or have to teach, which makes our traditions richer because we exchange these sort of experiences and knowledges, which to me is wonderful.
Thank you so much for sharing. Victor's answer resonates quite well with Yaichaninches, which translates to our knowledge, an essay written by the Quechua researcher Sumira Waman. She talks about that superficial display of folkloric practices, such as the music, traditional dancing, and bright, colorful clothing, which become widely accepted as part of the Quechua identity, but not because they are a key part of the culture itself, but rather because these are deemed safe practices that do not challenge the status quo of the dominant system.
How do you think globalization has affected your community in particular?
I think there are at least two sides for the impact. It seems to me that some years ago, I was very angry about how globalization was interfering with our own evolution. But later on, I started to listen more to other indigenous peoples. We have reasons to be angry, but that's not the only thing we should see. There are other things that once I stop looking at just negative things, I have vision to take advantage of the tools and the situation that globalization has created for me to strengthen the relationship that I have with my local and, I would say, global community as well.
So, would you say that globalization somehow has strengthened those relationships?
Of course, it was not the purpose to strengthen indigenous people. We know that. But we also have the intelligence and the wisdom to invert the function of those weapons that were developed to enslave us. so we can connect with other people across my country, across this continent and other continents, and access to innovations and creations that are coming out, which to me is a big advantage, I would say.
Changing a little bit of topic, you lived 4 years in Vancouver, and I wanted to ask how that experience was like for you.
So I know there are people who suffer a lot when they go abroad, and they are like they miss the food, they miss being able to go to this festival, or I don't know, like the people, the alcohol. But I didn't have that problem, to be honest. It's more than being a Saraguro, it is like maybe similar to the experience of any person who's interests go against the grain, and realize it at that time when I was learning English and also having to put it in practice was the language structure in Spanish that I developed because of learning to speak Spanish from my people. Because the Spanish of my people here has a strong influence from Quechua. And when I was learning English and I had to go and review the Spanish grammar, I was realizing how much this Quechua influence of the Spanish was interfering with my learning of English. So
I think many of us international students can relate to that, how hard it is to learn a new language. And lastly, if you could summarize in one sentence what you've learned from this experience, what would that be?
I think the disruption happens when one is not able to adapt to the to these times, to what's going on at these times. That doesn't mean that we have just to accept what is being given to us, but there has to be flexibility for that. Otherwise, we are not going to make it to the future.
Thank you so much, Victor, for being with us today. Thank you, everyone who is listening. It was a pleasure having you here, and we look forward to having you for our next episode. Goodbye.